Meanwhile, the Syrian president has condemned Turkey's military aggression against Kurdish forces in northern Afrin region. Bashar Assad says the operation is part of Ankara's policy that supports terrorist organizations and terrorism in Syria. Meanwhile, the Turkish president has once again pledged to eliminate Kurdish forces in northwestern Syria. Recep Tayyip Erdogan said the army will stay in the Syrian enclave until all Kurdish forces, namely the Kurdistan Workers' Party, the PYD, and the YPG, are crushed. YPG forces were warned that they cannot rely on U.S. support to defeat Turkey. Erdogan also criticized some of Turkey's allies for providing YPG forces with thousands of planes and trucks, as well as weapons and ammunition. He stressed that Ankara plans to send 3.5 million Syrian refugees in Turkey back to their country. Well, crossing over to Ohio, joined by senior editor of Veterans Today, Gordon Duff. Thanks so much for being with us. Your take on what Turkey is doing and why?
Well, the question of why with Erdogan. In the past 3 years, this is the sixth major change of direction that almost makes people suspect at times that he and Donald Trump might have the same psychiatrist. The primary issue to Damascus is one of their sovereignty being violated. The Kurds are operating with a separate government in that area, have fought in cooperation in the operations to free the city of Aleppo with the Syrian Arab Army, are there largely with the permission of the Damascus government, because they've been fighting terrorists there. Terrorist organizations like Al-Qaeda and ISIS that have been openly supported by Turkey. Turkey has no problem supporting terrorist organizations when those terrorist organizations are doing their bidding, or were part of Turkey's failed triumvirate, their secret partnership with Israel and Saudi Arabia, to which Georgia, Azerbaijan, and other nations would occasionally take part. Turkey's been playing a very broad game here, pouring refugees into NATO to blackmail them, threatening to blackmail Syria now with 3.5 million refugees, using refugees as a weapon, bombing civilians. Everybody's doing that, frankly. It's the intermingling of forces makes that impossible. The violation of sovereignty is an issue. The other one, though, is that his plan, his stated plan, is to move eastward. And moving eastward will put him, Manbij is his next target, he says. The Syrian Arab Army has a presence there. And it will put him in direct conflict. It should normally put him in direct conflict with the U.S. as well, because his direction is to go against all U.S.-backed forces that they've used to seize a large swath of northern Syria for whatever reason themselves.
Do you think that Turkey is looking for a permanent presence in that part of Syria?
You know, not necessarily the case. I think Turkey's improved relationship with Iran is an issue. They have an improved financial relationship with Russia. Their relationship with the United States is at a low ebb. They no longer trust the United States. They are breaking some of their ties, where it began to look like Erdogan was under the thumb of Israel. I think Erdogan is playing out a domestic drama here right now more than anything else, because his pressures are coming from every direction. And within the next few months, this is going to have to stop. He's going to have to roll this back. The Russians are going to have to step in, because he's part of a peace process where he has to sit at the table with them. And the U.S. is not going to be able to protect Turkey from Russia. And Russia can't stand the humiliation of having nations like Israel or Turkey openly attack Syria while Russia is their stated protector. That would be a humiliation for Vladimir Putin. And that's the last person on earth you want to humiliate.
All right. All right. Well, thank you so much for being with us. Gordon Duff, Senior Editor of Veterans Today out of Ohio.